So it's New Year's Eve. We're getting ready for 2021 to start. If you've been watching telly at all, you've seen thousands of smug New Zealanders, thousands of smug Kiwis celebrating the new year over there. Still, they're not up for a super over yet, are they? But anyway, here we are in lockdown, can't go out. And yet, that gives us a time to reflect upon all that we've learned, all that God has taught us this year, and to prepare ourselves to face the new year in His grace as well. So, if the technology works, I'm going to be able to share my screen. And hopefully, if this works, a sort of a PowerPoint will appear on your screen. And then my picture will just go off to a little corner. So, I'll keep talking. Hopefully, this works. I've said 2021 is coming up, 2020 is in our rearview mirror. Now's the time to think about all that God has taught us. What do we learn as we look back on 2020 and as we look ahead to 2021? Well, we're going to be looking at Mark's gospel together as a church next term, up to Easter, and thought it would be really appropriate to read a passage from Mark's gospel to get us ready to face the new year together. So if you've got a Bible with you, turn with me now to Mark chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 26 to 34. Or if you've not got a Bible, the passage will come on the screen so you can read it from that as well. So it's Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 34. First of all, the parable of the growing seed. Jesus also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground, night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces corn, first the stalk, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. As soon as the corn is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come." So that's the first parable. Then the second parable, the parable of the mustard seed, as it's known. Again, he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them, as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable, but when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. So let's just briefly, as we look into next year, let's just take those two parables and think two things that God has taught us this year, I believe, two things to take forward into next year. The first from the first parable, this is verses 26 to 29 of Mark 4, the parable of the growing seed. The first point is God's got this. Have we got that? God's got this. Key phrase in that parable there was all by itself. Do you notice that? All by itself. So, of course, the man has got work to do. He's got to sow the seed at the start and he's got to harvest at the end. So he plays his part. He doesn't sit back and do nothing. But most of the growing is completely out of his control. Did you see that? The lesson the man sowing the seed has got to learn is that God's got this. So let's trust him. Let's begin every year, and especially 2021, by remembering that the future is in God's hands. So 2021, I know things have been tough, particularly with the coronavirus in 2020, but 2021, God's got this. Let's face that with that resolute trust that God's got this. See, that phrase night and day tells us how much he's got this. You know, Hebrew culture, and I suppose you see this most clearly in Genesis chapter 1, but measured a day between from sunset to the following sunset. So you basically have a 24-hour, a full day is one night and then the day. So their night and day is a bit like us saying 24/7. When you say something's happening night and day, what you mean is it's continuous. It's going on. It doesn't stop. It just keeps happening. God has got this. God has got this 2021. He's got it 24/7. That's what the parable is teaching us. In fact, if you remember 4 years ago when we learned the story of Mark's gospel as a story, Mark has written it with a certain parallel in mind. You see that expression, night and day, it occurs just twice in Mark's gospel. Because first time here, and then the parallel passage is that sad story right at the beginning of Mark chapter 5, where Jesus comes across the demon-possessed man, the man of the Gerasenes. And what we're told there in Mark chapter 5, verse 5, is that night and day he would cry out and cut himself. So in other words, you put those two together, we live in a world where God is doing his work and that can't be stopped. We just trust him night and day. But also bad things happen night and day. And it's very easy, particularly with the coronavirus, just to focus on the bad things. And because, you know, people at the infection levels are rising and because the virus is spreading night and day, we just think, oh no, it's all getting out of control. But Mark is putting those two night and days together and saying, yes, you may look out and see that the NHS is at breaking point. You may say night and day, all sorts of things are going wrong. But in the midst of that, still, God's got this. He's in charge. It's okay. Let's learn that lesson. I thought that it would take a lot to make me ever feel sorry for Boris Johnson, but I'm not quite there yet, but I'm getting close to that. Some of the press conference, I saw one the other day where Boris was doing one of his many press conferences and the questions he's asked, you know, one person is asking questions about the economy and saying, well, you've got these tier four restrictions and business is going to go bust and what are you going to do about that? And then the next question is saying, oh no, it's a disaster. Why aren't we in a complete lockdown? And you just think, of course, it's right to hold our politicians to account. I think it's important. The job of our government is to lead us wisely and get through this crisis as best as possible. But some of the questions that are asked go beyond that, don't they? That they're acting almost as if the government has got a magic wand to just make these things go away. That we're looking to people or science or the government to be our savior. Not just to help us through these difficult times, but more than that, to make the problems go away and to save us. Surely, if we've learned anything this year, if the coronavirus has taught us anything in 2020, it's that that's not the case. God holds everything in his hands. So let's trust him. Let's trust him that God's got it. He's got this. But that's the point, isn't it? I don't want to push this too far. I'm sure Jesus would be totally in favor of using technology to improve agriculture. But when we read that story, because it was 2,000 years ago and they didn't have mechanization, it makes the point more starkly, doesn't it? As we read these parable today, we think, well, the farmers have got fertilizers, they've got tractors to plow the field, they've got combine harvesters. So all this mass production. And yet with that, although that has changed, of course, it's made farming better, but fundamentally the point makes is still exactly the same, isn't it? Farmers can't control the weather. Too much water, too little rain can spoil the crops. Farmers can't make seeds. So still fundamentally the point Jesus made, even with all our technology, God's got this. Let's trust him. So that's the first thing. From the first parable, let's trust him. God's got this. But following on from that, the parable of the mustard seed makes a sort of a similar point, adding on to that, verses 30 to 32. And that's the second thing to take into 2021, and that is small is good. Small is good. I think we have a real opportunity to learn. And it's great news, isn't it, that the vaccines are coming out and we're hoping that, I don't know, sometime after Easter, the summer, things might slowly begin to return to normal. But the danger is that we'll just carry on as if nothing had happened. When things go back to normal, we'll just say, oh, right, and then we won't learn anything. No, we have a great opportunity to learn. We're back in tier four at the moment, which feels pretty similar to lockdown, which means as a church, we can't have big groups. means we've got to be small. All we can do is things like this, but more importantly, talking face to face is people in our household bubbles, maybe ringing people up. That's all we can do. Let's apply the kind of mechanization of agriculture to the church and say the similar point. Just because we have all these wonderful buildings now that they didn't have in the first century, because we have big churches we can go to where there's paid staff to do things, let's not, as it were, use that technology to forget the main point that it's still the same. 2021, the kingdom of God is still essentially about planting the seed, reaping the harvest. And that's it. That's it. Everything else is window dressing. Of course, there's more to the kingdom of God than that. But let's get back to basics. Let's get the basics right. Let's remember that. It's why, for example, in this church, you notice like we're going to do Mark's gospel. We generally study books of the Bible. We don't just only look at topics. Most of the time, it's just looking at another book of the Bible. And that's because my job is not just to feed you spiritually. It's also to teach you how to pass on the seed yourself. A bit like that African proverb, you know, give a man a fish and he eats for a day. Teach him how to fish. He'll feed himself, his family, and others. So 2021, let's remember small is good. Let's use the lockdown and tier four to remind us what's really important. And all of us, not just me and Karen, but all of us commit to simply planting the seed, reaping the seed. That's what it's all about. But I can't, you're probably thinking, I can't preach sermons. I can't do that. Well, in which case, what are you trusting in? Of course, not all of us will do it in a sophisticated way. Telling our friends about Jesus or talking to my family about the Bible, of course it's going to be clumsy. But that's the point of these parables, isn't it? That small is beautiful. And also that, yeah, we just plan and sometimes we just go to bed and we haven't got a clue what we're doing. But if we're really trusting in God and we genuinely believe that's how his kingdom spreads, that's what, even if we do it in a small, sort of unsexy, not amazing, high-tech way, does that matter? 2021 gives us a great opportunity to show that we're trusting in God, that small is good, and that we're just simply sowing the seed of the gospel, sowing God's word, of course, not in a polished way, but just doing that to our friends and our neighbors and our families, and we're sowing and we're reaping. So that's it. 2021, so we look back on 2020, as we now look forward to 2021, let's just remember that from Mark's gospel. God's got this. There's nothing to be scared about. God's got this. Let's trust him. And if we trust him, small is good. It's okay. We can learn lessons as we come back, as our God willing, I hope we will. No reason why we can't build on this, remembering that because we've got the basics right, we can scale up again. Okay, well, God bless you.